I bent down, slipped off my high-heel shoes that were sinking into the mud, and peered over my shoulder, scanning the football field. Darkness loomed like a haunted cemetery, as if waiting for the dead to rise. I couldn't see a damn thing in front of me or behind me. Water splattered behind me. I knew I had to get out of here fast. I turned around too quickly and stumbled forward. My foot had caught the fabric of my homecoming dress, causing me to trip, but caught myself before falling completely on the ground. Once I righted myself, I took off running again. The light posts that stood along the edges of the field cast a faint glow, but it wasn't enough for me to see where I was going. Suddenly, a lightning bolt shot across the sky, lighting my way. Up ahead, I could see the bleachers, the same bleachers I had sat on since the beginning of high school at Craven Falls High. It was where we played football games in our small, quaint town. It was also the only place to hide from the person who was chasing me. "I'm coming for you, bitch," the voice closing in on me hollered. I didn't stop. I just kept running until the connection of something hard hit my head, sending shockwaves of pain through my skull and down my spine. My eyes squeezed shut, an instant reaction to the pain coursing through my cranium. The automatic reflex of my hand went to my head, feeling something warm and wet. I was sure it was blood and not the rain that had fallen from the sky. I didn't have time to think about how the person had caught up to me so fast. I had to run. I had to hide. By the time I made it to the bleachers, hoping to find shelter, something hard struck me on the back of my leg. My high-heel shoes and clutch purse flew out of my hands as I fell to the ground like a 112-pound bag of potatoes. I tried to scream, but the sound was knocked out of me when my body smacked the wet, hard ground. This was a nightmare, a bad dream. I couldn't be living this, but I was. And it was more real than anything I'd ever experienced before in my life. I grabbed my right leg as the pain shot through my body. Shattered in several places, I crawled, dragging my right leg across the wet, freshly cut grass, gritting my teeth. I slinked along, fighting the sharp, throbbing pain coursing up my leg and into my back. I would die if I didn't find safety, but the bleachers wouldn't save me, only camouflage me behind the monstrous metal seats. Still, I moved toward them. Once under the bleachers, I collapsed onto my side. My breath rushed out in quick gasps. I couldn't go any further, not only from the pain, but because I was losing blood from the large gash I had on my head. Someone wasn't just trying to hurt me. They wanted me dead. Water slid between the metal slats of the bleachers and fell onto my face. The rain changed from a light drizzle to pouring down in an instant, dropping onto my bloody, split-open head. My vision was hazy as I looked out the corner of my eye, blinking away the water as it fell harder from the sky. My head pulsated from the blow I'd received just minutes ago. A headache wasn't surfacing. It was already there, shouting out obscenities. My reflexes took over when a movement to my left appeared. I curled myself into a fetal position, which caused me more excruciating pain, but I needed to shield myself from what looked like a wooden bat about to slam into my body. "Please stop!" I screamed as the bat came down, shattering the bones of my ribs. A sharp pain surged through me. It became harder to breathe as I sucked in an agonizing breath and cried out again, "I'm begging you, please stop!" They didn't stop.